The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We got your crazy cash on standby first. You know how we start the show each and every morning. The first talk back of the day. Mm-hmm.
That's it, Graham. The time has come. You can't run and you can't hide. You must face us now and get your butt kicked today.
Yeah, we're going to kick your butt, Graham.
Wait, what did you do?
Apparently, I'm going to get my butt kicked today. Actually, a little explanation about that because they slid into my DMs and let me know that they were going to be leaving that talk back for this morning. And it's a Little League game that is happening tonight.
Okay.
Now look, I ran into my buddy Nico there. He's on the opposing team. I ran into him at opening day, and I said, mark your calendars because we're going to kick your guys' butts when we play you. And they obviously think they're going to kick our butts, which they might. Our Little League team hasn't. We've been underachieving. Lately, lack of focus is what I find.
These
7 and 8 year old boys, they the focus isn't quite there. But tonight, I guess, is the night. I didn't have the game circled on my calendar. I should have because this is a big matchup.
I'm glad he did. Somebody remembered.
They've got it circled. They're trash talking, although I think I trash talked him first. We'll see what the outcome is.
My
and then
God.
Hopefully they're leaving a talk back tomorrow morning saying that they take it all back and that we kicked their butts.
Yeah, please leave us a follow-up talk back tomorrow. Can't wait. Let's do one more talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Thursday. Can you maybe recap what exactly does wet from my butt mean when Selena says it? I don't remember the exact incident, but what exactly does it mean? Help a girl out. Because I like to say it. Okay, bye.
Okay, that's a very good question. A lot of people, you know, we have a number of our favorite drops here on the JV Show that we play from time to time. And there are people that wonder, what is that? Where did that come from? Well, first things first, that's not Selena that's saying it. I'm going to play it. Listen close. This is Jess.
Wet from my butt.
Wet from my butt.
And Jess was detailing a story, I think, about how she slipped and
fell. And it was raining.
It was rainy, and she got wet from my butt. She got wet from my butt. And so I snipped that little piece, and I like to drop it in from time to time. It's one of my favorite drops that we have. But that's an explanation about where that one came from.
Yes.
Wet from my butt.
Speaking of Jess, you got your real ID?
You guys, finally, I feel like an adult because I'm crossing things off my list left and right. Got my real ID yesterday. I did have to spend like over an hour at the DMV.
See, that's why I'm back out.
Yeah, talk me through the process because
it's so confusing.
I need to do
that. What does one need?
So my location did not have that really cool feature where you can just wait in line from the comfort of your
home.
Can't
get in the virtual queue.
Yeah. So I had to go in person. You need like 3 different, I guess, proof of address or... Oh, I was doing it because I was changing my address finally from Salinas to San Mateo for my license. I was like, if I'm...
So while you're there, might as well get your real ID.
Yeah. So I needed like proof of basically documents that have all my information. And then I didn't have an appointment, so I had to...
3 forms.
Yeah.
So I need 3 things. 3 bills.
Yeah,
okay. This bothers me. I thought we were all on the same page that we're not going to do it right now because they want us to, so we're going to hold out as long as we possibly can.
Wait, who said that?
You.
I didn't know we were staying in solidarity for a real ID strike because the deadline is real.
Yeah, it is. Jess and I had a talk off air because we both have flights to take next month. And we were like, well, we're just going to use our passports. And by the way, we're not flying together. This is just, I thought we were just standing in sister solidarity.
Right.
And
we were just going to use
our passports and then wait until like the craziness dies down at DMVs and then go afterwards.
I thought about that, but then I started to get nervous because I was like, what if, like, I don't know, what if that's not the right way to do it? Or what if
my passport will still work?
Yeah, but carrying my passport worries me sometimes because
you'll lose it.
So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go get this done because I don't want to be the person to ruin my boyfriend's trip by being like, sorry, I don't have my stuff together. But you know what I noticed at the DMV? Well, first of all, the DMV needs a rebrand. We've talked about this before.
Majorly.
It's too boring. Like, fix
it up. It's very bland.
Yeah, change some stuff around there. Anyways, a lot of people that were there, I don't know if they just were bored or they just aren't aware of, like, that they're around other people. But multiple people kept playing videos on their phone out loud.
That's the DMV for you.
Like, I don't, maybe I just haven't gone to the DMV in a really long time, but I was like, wait, do they know that, like, we can all hear what they're playing?
Was it, like, adult videos or something?
No, it wasn't.
Now, the DMV gives you a very accurate snapshot of just the general population of the United States. Because you're getting all walks of everybody that has to go to the DMV to get their real ID or whatever it may be. So you're getting, that's an accurate snapshot of what the population of the United States is. Right there in that line at the DMV. And there's a large percentage of people that think it's totally fine to watch videos with the sound up, full volume, right in the middle of a crowd.
I hate that.
There was even like a guy talking to Siri, like being like Siri or Google or whatever. Like, Google, what's the closest location to me for blah 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 blah, and it was so loud, and I was like,
oh my god, that could never be me.
That's America. that is us. That's, it's holding a mirror up to society. You've taken a good look now,
but I will say, I used my hour and a half or however long it was to read a book, you guys. I'm in my reading era.
Do they print it out and you got your ID same day, or they mail it to you?
They mail it to you. So you,
how is the technology not there yet?
Yeah.
We've been doing it that way for the last however many years.
I did take a new picture, though.
And?
Were you ready for that?
Did they let you smile?
They did let me smile. Well, okay. They didn't say no. I just smiled. But I feel like I was kind of practicing in line. And I don't think it came out the way I wanted it to.
Practicing what? Just standing there smiling? How many different smiles do you have?
Well, there's the closed mouth smile.
Let's see it.
Ooh. But that one looks creepy. No,
yeah, that one creeps
me out. And then there's the open mouth smile, but that one could look creepy too.
Let me see that one. That's too much. Dial it back. Okay. Yeah, wait. Too toothy. What's this one?
I feel like it came out looking.
What's the one you're doing now?
That was like an in between.
Which one did you do for your real ID?
Well, I think what ended up.
I would have gone flirty. Did you try flirty?
No.
But it's like half smile, but only one side.
Oh, flirty doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Like one eyebrow kind of up. Or...
Yeah. So we'll see how it came out.
All of these facial expressions, horrible for radio. No one can see.
Terrible for radio. But just know all the picture options she just gave, no good. Shot them all down.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show fam. This is your buddy Nate from San Francisco. I was listening to the podcast today, or last night, and Jess said Fire Stick. I thought that was so funny. And I'm about to go measure something, and I'm going to go use a number stick. And you guys have been great lately. Just wanted to say what's up. Almost the weekend. Peace.
Peace. Thanks for that talk back, Nate. So yeah, Jess was trying to describe an incident on the road and impacting her commute to work yesterday, and there were some flares in the road, but she called them fire sticks.
See, and then I was trying to remember what you had called them, Graham, because I was telling my boyfriend what had happened in the morning, could not remember.
Back to the fire sticks.
Oh, my God.
Fire sticks everywhere.
It is Wild 94.9. Thank you for that talk back, by the way. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The biggest thing you need to know, the only thing you need to know, is that the final season of You is out on Netflix today.
What's You?
You with Joe Goldberg.
Who's Joe Goldberg?
Penn Badgley.
The stalker.
Who's Penn Badgley?
He plays Joe Goldberg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Graham, add it to the list. So good.
Got it.
I don't think your wife would like it, though.
You. Not me. You.
You.
It's a you problem.
Yes, the final season. Got it today.
All right, today is the day a lot of us have been waiting for, you guys. Does that sound mean anything to you guys?
No.
The NFL draft is today, you guys. That's the sound that plays when a pick is in. Our 49ers have the 11th overall pick. The blank stares over there. God, how do you not know that sound? It's iconic. The 49ers have the 11th overall pick and a total of 11 picks across all seven rounds. Given all the marquee offseason departures and Brock Purdy's looming big money contract, the Niners need to hit on a lot of these picks to get younger and cheaper. Round one of the draft begins tonight at 5 o'clock, and then the rest of the rounds are Friday and Saturday.
Nice. A cooler and cloudier weather pattern begins today and will continue through the weekend with temperatures dropping to the upper 50s to mid-60s. We also have a chance of light showers late Friday and early Saturday, but I'll give you more details on that tomorrow.
Hey, Scorpio besties!
Hey!
Sorry, NFL draft. Wait, I'm trying to give a horoscope. Your day today is going to be an 8. Quit the bickering and collaborate with your partner to manage your finances, balance accounts, pay bills, and get organized and make sure you are both contributing to your savings, and it will pay dividends in your relationship.
Ooh, I love that.
Probably in the bedroom.
Ooh, yep. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Want to remind you to get those talk bags in because we're going to be partying our butts off with Steve Aoki. Are you going to be partying your face off or your butt off, Graham?
I'm going to probably do my face right off of my face. I plan on partying pretty hard. Are we getting a little party bus to take us there again like last year?
I want that.
We should probably do that.
That would be responsible of us, so none of us are driving.
Right.
You know, duh.
It was a lot of fun.
You guys need to make sure that Steve Aoki throws a cake at Graham's face.
I want to know. I want to know more about this because do you bring your own cake? Does he bring his cake?
No,
How does the caking work?
And I think a lot of the times he throws it at somebody who's holding a sign that says, cake me.
Got it.
So we'll make Graham the biggest sign, world's biggest sign.
Big sign.
So it's going to light up. It'll be solar powered.
Yeah, so it's a big sign. You make a circle in the middle and you put your face through it.
Okay. Perfect. We can do that.
I want to make like a neon one.
And we'll have backup.
Are we allowed
cakes
to run extension cords into the pool to power my neon sign?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's why solar powered.
I'll talk to the folks at Grayton.
Okay. Anyways, get your talk backs in so you can party your butt off or your face off with us.
Yes.
In Aoki, May 24th. It is Memorial Day weekend. It is going to be epic. These things always sell out. By the way, tickets are on sale if you want to buy them or leave a talk back with your name, your phone number. That way we're able to reach you. But then listen up at 8:50 to see if your talk back is the winning talk back. So good luck, everyone.
Woo woo! All right, listen to this, you guys. More and more seniors are partaking in the use of cannabis. So much so that it's actually becoming
helps their glaucoma. Helps all their aches and pains.
Yeah, their arthritis.
Helps them sleep at night. Yeah.
So it's still not like the biggest percentage out there, right? But in a study that was done, or a survey that was done in 2022, it was 8% of seniors that were kind of using that as more part of their daily routine. It's jumped to 21%.
What do we call in a senior? Like, how old do you got to be a senior?
They're saying people aged 50 and older.
Okay.
And
50-year-olds are seniors?
Well, I thought it was 65.
That seems mean.
I know that does seem mean. Maybe let's not say seniors. 20. Well, approximately 21% of people who are aged 50 years and older in the U.S. are using it at least, or have used it at least once in the past year. So what do you guys think? Because I'm actually surprised by this.
I'm not so much anymore. It's like whatever stereotype you have in your mind of what like a stoner or somebody who smokes or whatever, whatever that looks like to you, throw that out because it is everyone at this point. You ever like drive by a dispensary and you see the line outside and you drive by and you're like, you smoke? You smoke? You're like, it's everyone.
Well, and as it's become more, I'm not surprised that the number has risen given that more and more states have legalized and or decriminalized.
And it's just not a big
deal. People have changed their stance on it significantly.
So that's one of the factors, desire for pain and sleep relief.
Yep, there you go.
Is another one, but it might not be as effective eventually. Like, it loses the effectiveness. Apparently, there was a study that found that frequent use of edibles to sleep was actually linked to poorer sleep over time.
Yeah, because you got to get up in the night and eat a bag of Doritos.
So you're waking up more.
Yeah,
and when you're
up
a senior, you got to put your teeth in and all that.
Yeah, and then you got to find your walker. Yeah. You got to turn all the lights on in the house because God forbid you walk through a dark house.
Find your bifocals.
Yep. And then make your way downstairs very carefully. You don't want to break a hip. And then you get that bag of chips out. By the time you're back in bed, like,
you forgot what you were even doing.
you wander your way back upstairs and you're like, I know I'm back up here to do something. Go back to sleep, but you don't remember that. And then you just start your day and it's 3:00 in the morning. You're doing a crossword puzzle, eating a grapefruit, you know, and
what happened to the Doritos? Why not the Doritos?
Well, that's how they seniors get their day started. They ate the Doritos, but then they get their day started with a grapefruit.
Oh, okay.
A lot of old people like to eat a grapefruit while they're doing a crossword puzzle. And then their day has now begun at 3:30 in the morning.
So they're
and they're
more
exhausted.
Tired.
Yes.
Right.
By the time they get around taking this weed survey, all they can say is, my sleep is terrible.
Yeah. And
you know what? That makes sense.
They take another one before bed the next time, and it's just a cycle that repeats.
Repeats. Yeah. It's vicious. We're stupid.
We are.
But it's probably true.
Next on the JV show, I came across a list of the areas with the highest shares of young adults living in their parents' home. Number one is in the Bay Area.
Uh-oh. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
What is up, JV Show? It is Josh, your favorite Oregonite. It's almost the end of April, and still no squirrel week. Justice for the squirrels. All right, bye.
Graham.
Oh, this is bad, you guys.
Oh, my God.
This is bad. And I had a couple listeners DM me also.
Oh, my God.
Let me first say, if you're going to bring up JV Show Squirrel Week and tell me that I've missed it, could you give me a heads up like a week before it's supposed to happen? Because
you don't
right.
have it on your calendar?
You know, in my mind, the JV Show Squirrel Week is the third week in April. And I just know that. And it's just like something that we've done for the past, I don't know, 8 years or something.
Yes.
The JV Show Squirrel Week is iconic. And it's a fixture of this show. And I have to admit, I totally screwed it up.
Oh, no.
Because what week of April are we even in right now? We're in the fourth week. So it should have been last week. And I guess it could have been this week. So now it's got to be next week, and that's going to span the end of April and the beginning of May.
Oh, I don't know if we can. Oh, that
you can't
seems
just
weird.
Skip
you can't
it.
Ignore them.
You can't just skip Squirrel Week as if it never happened. It's an important piece
know,
of JV Show
but
history.
I don't like it bleeding into May. Like, this is April's thing.
Yeah, but what are we just going to
I think you have to cut it off.
We're just
going to
stuff our nuts away in a tree till
yeah,
next year?
I think so.
You got a nut.
I think we've got to do something.
We do. We'll do something, but I don't think it can bleed into May.
No, JV Show Squirrel Week. Well, at least maybe the first Monday through Wednesday will be
that.
JV Show's abbreviated makeup
yes.
Squirrel Week. Will
squirrel
be,
days.
Will be next week.
But like Dino Days at the California Academy of Sciences. Squirrel
yeah.
Days here on the JV Show.
Yeah,
I
but
like
maybe it goes till Friday and the chug wheel is just all squirrel things.
Ew.
Like nutmeg.
Yep. It's all nut-related stuff, obviously.
I look
he
forward
got
to
a
it.
Nut.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're working on that. We're working on that.
My apologies to the Squirrel Week fans because I totally screwed up. It's been a busy year.
And
dang it. I can't believe it.
Graham, I'm so disappointed. Found this list of the U.S. metro areas with the highest shares of young adults living in their parents' home. The top six I have in front of me.
Okay.
Out of those six, five of them are in California.
That's not surprising, given California's sky-high real estate prices.
Yes. However, I'm reading more into this list. It says that housing costs were not associated with the rates of young adults living at home, according to their research.
That doesn't,
wow.
no,
that's
I'm calling
what
BS
it says.
On that. You're more likely to move out if your rent is $400 a month and then in some podunk town in Arkansas, or when you move out here and your rent's $4,000
right.
a month.
They also looked at like unemployment, and it says here, quote, this new analysis did not find a strong link between unemployment and young adults living arrangements.
I don't buy
across
that
these
either.
Areas. That's what they're saying.
Hmm.
Here's number one, though. 33% in Vallejo. Right here. Your hometown.
Wow. Graham.
The 94591 Vallejo.
Everyone's
the
magazine, still living with mom and
magazine dad. Street exit. You're telling me 33% of young adults?
Ages 25 to 34.
So 33% of young adults, mm-hmm. 25 to 34.
Living at home.
Live at home in Vallejo.
Yes.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
It's a very
more than
large
a third of
number.
People.
What's going on, Vallejo?
I don't know. And I thought the same thing. Is it because of the housing costs? Mm-hmm. They're saying no, which is the only thing I could think of. I don't know. Maybe it's just more acceptable to live at home later, which I think a lot of the younger generation is kind of moving towards that.
I definitely think there is something to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think when, like, our parents' generation, there was more of like, you're 18, get out there, go get a job, get out of the nest. Parents have softened on that a bit.
My parents were never like that. So I don't think I could be like that with my kids. But at the same time, I don't want them living with me when they're 30.
That's...
Which, you know?
Which I don't think
go
they
away.
Will. But, like, for me, I turned 30 this year. And if I were to tell my mom tomorrow, hey, mom, I'm moving back in, she'd be so happy.
My mom, too. God. Me at 26 and a half. She would yeah. love it.
Finally, a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody to talk to.
So
sweet.
Do you think, Jess, if you didn't come here to Wild 94.9, you were still living? Because this is your first time living on your
yes.
own. Would you still be living with your mom?
I think so, because it was really hard for me to move out because I have such a strong attachment to my mom.
So it wasn't because you obviously were working. So it wasn't mm-hmm. because of unemployment. It wasn't because of costs.
Right. It was more so because I felt like being there at home with her, I can help her more, like just in general, like help
plus,
her with bills or like I don't know anything that she needed.
And then plus she rocked you to sleep each night.
Right. Yeah. And made me dinner.
And made you dinner. So people from Vallejo, what do we call someone from Vallejo? A Vallejoian?
Yeah. You're from there. I don't know.
I hadn't actually thought about that before.
But, you know, do you think it could be more of that? Maybe it's not so much that they don't want to move out. It's that they don't want to leave their parents behind and they kind of feel obligated to take care of them. And help them with costs?
I don't know if you... Maybe.
Because everything is so expensive.
I think you feel that burden a little bit more, like, when you get a little bit older. Then you're like, oh, okay, now I really need to be helping my parents out. Because, like, when you're... Yeah. I don't know. I feel like when you're 25, your parents are still working. You know, you get to that when your parents are retired and then they don't have as much income coming in. That's when you feel... I don't know. In my mind, that's when I'm like, I really need to be helping my parents out.
I just know, like, once I hit 20, I couldn't wait to get out of my parents' house. I would do anything to get into my parents' house. Yes.
I was gone at 18.
You're but like, then, who wants to live with their
But then again,
forever?
My parents sold their house and left the country. I didn't have a house to go home to, whether it was out of my control.
If you're just tuning in, 33% of young adults in Vallejo, the highest metro area in the country, still live in their parents' home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Hi, Felina, Graham, and Jess. Raquel from San Jose. Happy Friday Eve. Hope you guys have a great day.
Woo! Woo!
Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Thank you so much. Raquel in San Jose always seems so positive. And
I know.
Like, what's her secret?
Love her energy. Probably a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of
coffee. I've tried that, though. It doesn't really boost me up.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, did you guys see Sydney Sweeney back hanging out with her ex?
Really?
Yeah, we've been following...
That trash can?
We've been following the breakup of Sydney and Jonathan DeVito. Is he trash?
I have no idea. Literally
I know nothing
no
about
idea.
This guy. Well, if you don't know, she called off their engagement and wedding. They're supposed to get married next month. Apparently, they've been separated since January, though, after 7 years of being together. But this month, they were seen together twice, hanging out once in L.A. and then more recently in Florida. Now, sources are saying this is not a rekindling. The latest hanging out in Florida was just because Sydney had to throw a friend a gender reveal party and Jonathan was invited because he's also friends with that same person, so they're still friendly with each other, but not in a romantic way.
Ooh, awkward.
But you guys think they're still smashing, right?
Probably. I mean, I'm sure there's been a backslide.
I think
there is. Or a front slide.
Or either, or both.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Sometimes sideways.
Uh-huh. There's different slides that can happen. Yeah, probably. Some people do that in relationships. Some people just end a relationship, and that's it.
I think it's harder for celebrities because, like, hey, they're people. They have needs, too. But when you're someone who's that well-known, you can't just go doing anybody.
Yeah, you can't just go grab Mark, who's working the counter at the Jamba Juice.
Absolutely
and smash
not.
Because then everyone will find out about it. Like, Sydney Sweeney's hooking up with Mark from Jamba Juice.
I know.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I have an American Idol Nepo baby update. So we talked about the two Nepo babies on this season. Lola Wilson. Who? I remember her mom, Cardi Wilson. Who?
Oh, Wilson Phillips.
Yep, in the 90s group, Wilson Phillips had that Hold On song.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So big song.
She was the one Nepo baby on the show. She, you know, she hasn't been on there for a minute, though. The other Nepo baby was Brian from Backstreet Boys' son, Bailey. Well, Bailey was eliminated this week, and now people are back online debating if he should have been there in the first place. And then there are other people who became a fan of his after seeing him on the show and think that he was being unfairly punished just for being the son of a Backstreet Boys member. Where do you guys stand on this?
It can really go either way. You're either treated better because you're a celebrity, you're related to a celebrity, or you're treated worse
because you're
they're
a
trying
celebrity.
To not give you favoritism.
I think either way, you're going to be under a different level of scrutiny, whether it works in your favor or against you. People look at you differently.
Yeah.
Right?
I have a lot of respect for, I mean, there are Nepo babies out there that don't want ties to their parents because they want to make it on their own. They want people to know, like, hey, I'm talented, just for being me, and they go by fake names.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of anyone who's done that off the top of my head right now, but we do hear that sometimes. So when they go in for auditions and stuff, their last name isn't tying them to, I don't know, Tom Hanks or whoever their parent is.
There was one of those the other day that I was surprised to learn that they had a famous parent. Oh, it was, Selena, you didn't watch, but Jess, you watched Emily in Paris, right?
Yes.
Did you know Emily, the woman that plays Emily in Emily in Paris, her dad is like Phil Collins or something?
No way.
What the hell?
Yeah, that was one of those ones I had no idea.
But her last name is Collins.
It is Collins.
Yeah.
But it was
Lily Collins, yeah.
That was just one of those names, you know, Collins, you know, I'm not thinking. But yeah, she's got a famous dad. I had no idea. That one kind of shocked me the other day. But yeah, sometimes they change the name, so there's no association at all.
I wish I was a Nepo baby.
Me too.
Sounds nice.
And honestly, I would just not do anything.
Me either. I'm just living off my name.
I know. Well, plus we've got a sweet swimming pool, I'm assuming, and like, you know, a lot of cool cars and stuff.
Horseback riding.
Right.
Golf.
A lot of cool hobbies that we could do.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes because yet another major retailer has decided to close up shop in Union Square, this time Saks Fifth Avenue. They announced they're going to be closing their downtown store that's on Post Street. And the store's last day. You don't have a lot of time to get in there. Saturday, May 10th. That's coming up quick. That location already about a year ago, I think they did it last summer, they switched from regular in-store shopping to appointment only, where the only customers in the store, they had to make an appointment ahead of time. So it's not like we're losing some iconic piece of foot traffic related shopping in San Francisco.
Why would they change it to that?
I think because that business model made more sense. I don't think Saks Fifth Avenue was attracting a lot of foot traffic at the time. I don't know. And then maybe that speaks to the shopping experience in Union Square was down a little bit. I don't know. Saks says customers can visit their sister company store, Neiman Marcus. That's about two blocks away on Stockton Street. And despite the closing of Saks on Post Street, another major business is moving in across the street, because I don't want to be feeding into this narrative that everything in San Francisco is dying, because that's a national narrative.
Right.
And I think that's in large part total BS. But Zara is opening a 40,000 square foot flagship store. It's going to be four stories. That's going to be at 400 Post Street. No opening date yet set for that, but that's happening. And then a couple weeks ago, we talked about how Nintendo is opening just their second U.S. store in the entire United States in San Francisco. That opening date is set for May 15th. So that's coming up really quick.
Ooh, I'm excited about those two new things.
Yeah,
it's to me, in my mind, the San Francisco narrative, everything's dying. Mm. It's the changing of the guard. Was anyone shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue?
No.
You know anyone that shops at Saks?
Nope. No.
Get out of here. We don't need you. Let's bring in some younger, cooler, new stores, new restaurants, new bars. Let's revitalize the city that way.
Right.
I'm not stressing when Saks Fifth Avenue announces they're not there anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
And a lot of people love Zara.
You go. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
All right, very cool. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jose the truck driver here. Good morning, JV Show. Yeah, it was nice hearing from Crystal and all, but really, really, we need to be able to hear from Natasha. Graham, let her stay over at your nice new house. You know she doesn't have greasy, slimy little hands. Or she can stay with Jess and have a slumber party.
Yes!
Also, let's ask Sky Rizzy to the
jug wheel. Wait, what is Sky Rizzy again?
A lot of good ideas. It's medication for plaque psoriasis.
Oh, okay, we're not adding that to the everywhere. Chug wheel.
But I think that's a great suggestion for the chug wheel. Jose, the truck driver, I love when he drops a big truck horn honk into his talkbacks. That's his signature. By all accounts, and my exchanges with Natasha, seems like she's doing pretty good, right?
Yep.
Selena, I mean,
talk to her pretty regularly.
All things considered.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah, and I think she appreciates everyone still thinking of her. Everyone sends her so much love online. Would your wife let her spend the night at your new house?
Of course. It's Natasha.
But we can't spend
Although
the night.
Although she's
bringing
the dogs
over.
And they'd be scratching up the floors and stuff. I got to think about that. No, of course. She always has an open door. We've invited her before.
Ooh, Selena, sorry.
Right. You're I not got on the invite.
No, no.
Wow, okay.
No. Your kids, the fingerprints would be all over the walls, everywhere.
You said your kids already messed up the walls.
Yeah, but not as bad as your kids. I saw what they did to Dave and Buster's.
I hate you guys. Don't forget to leave your talkbacks. We definitely want to hang with you Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be at Graton Resort and Casino. They're having their pool party kickoff. Steve Aoki is going to be there May 24th. Now, these things always sell out, but you can go to their website and you buy tickets now. Yep. There still are some. But we're hooking you up all this week. All you have to do is leave a talkback with your name, your phone number, and then listen up at 8:50 because your talkback could be the winning one that we play right here on ZJV Show.
Yep.
Right now, though, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a chug mug. You got to be the first person to guess today's bleep.word. Are you ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure. I'm not asking my wife to get on her hands and knees, but a little effort would be nice.
Wow. What are you doing for her?
It's all guys want. Just a little effort. Just make it look like you're into it.
Okay.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Yeah, no, we don't care. Yeah, we don't care. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Leave that guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You're already listening to our show. And if you don't have the iHeartRadio app, it's super easy. You just download it. It's been newly upgraded, by the way. You can set us as a preset.
Cool features.
And then we're right there. So when you open it up, bang, then you can be leaving a talkback quick because you want to get a guess in quick. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to what the bleep. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And you win this chug mug, all right? As always, leave your guesses on the TalkBack mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I'm not asking my wife to get on her hands and knees and but a little effort would be nice. Seriously.
All right, what is that bleeped out word? Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, JV Show. This is Rhoda from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is clean. Thank you.
Wow. That's a
clean.
Good guess.
That's one of the most popular guesses this morning. So if you guess clean, you're fully allowed to enter a second guess. So, did we even give away a chug mug yesterday or the day before?
No, we didn't.
No winner yesterday. We better get one today.
We have to.
Oh, this is Frankie from Hidden Valley Lake. My guess is scrub. Scrub the floors. Hope I win.
Scrub. Get on your hands and knees and scrub the floors, woman.
No, that's probably that. We have a Swiffer wet jet. that's probably the most popular answer this morning. Scrub. That's a great guess, but no, that's not it.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday, Junior. This is Rebecca from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is help. Have a great day.
Help.
Get on your hands and knees and help me already. Help me with what?
All right.
Careful.
Still got to figure out what this word is. If you have a guess, go now on the iHeartRadio app. Leave your guess on the TalkBack mic. We are going to play more TalkBacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now we're playing What the Bleep, though, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the TalkBack on the iHeart app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
I'm not asking my wife to get on her hands and knees and but a little effort would be nice.
Okay. Just pretend.
The only time you can really legitimately ask is like your birthday.
Right.
Oh. Special occasion.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's go to your guesses. See what you think that bleeped out word is.
Hi there. This is Justin in Walnut Creek. And I think the bleeped out word is beg.
Beg.
A lot of people guess that this morning.
You cannot ask that of your wife.
Mm-mm. Beg for forgiveness, maybe.
But not on her hands and knees.
It just seems so degrading.
Yeah. Well, it depends how serious the thing is you're asking for forgiveness.
Fair
I'm sure
enough.
There's times in your life when you would appreciate your man or whoever you were dating to get on their hands and knees and beg for forgiveness,
even though you're
kicking them to the curb.
Kiss my feet.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Diana from San Jose, Damien's brother. I'm trying to win my own chug mug now since he got the answer wrong. But I think the bleeped out word is pray. Chicken jockey.
Yeah, pray. There was another.
Praise a good
there was
one.
Another very popular guest, but you know, if you know my household,
nobody prays. Not allowed.
It's not a religious one.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Brian from Mountain House, and I think the bleeped out word is apologize. Yeah, everybody needs to apologize. Show some effort.
Well, that's a good guess.
Very good guess, but not it.
Yeah. Get on your hands and knees and say you're sorry right this instant.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Wynn from Lathrop. I'm guessing the bleeped out word is weed. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
We got a winner. Okay, so listen to today's clip, Unbleeped.
I'm not asking my wife to get on her hands and knees and weed, but a little effort would be nice. Seriously. I'm out there hacking down 6 foot tall grass and stuff that, you know, we had some late rain and then some warm weather and the weeds and things on my property. It's out of control. I'm out there fighting daily. I'm out there fighting the fight with a weed whacker and a rake and all sorts of stuff. I'm not asking you to crawl around out there and pull weeds individually, but just like get out there a little bit. Maybe get a machete out or something and start smacking these things back. It's a full-time job, you guys.
That sounds too hard. I don't know. I kind of feel like that's
it's
on
not
you.
Fun.
That's just me out there by myself.
If my man
each
told
every
me
day.
To go outside and do some yard work, I'd be like, no.
You don't ever do any yard work, Selena?
Uh-uh.
Ever?
Yeah, no.
Have you ever mowed a lawn before?
No.
Jess?
Nope, never even used a lawnmower.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah, dead serious. I told you guys this past weekend was probably the very first time that I ever
used yard
work. Because I was helping my boyfriend, never again.
I'm like stunned. So like if someone put a lawnmower in front of you, you would have no idea. Like,
I mean,
how
imagine,
does this thing
you
operate?
You just like roll it, right?
You pull something and it goes. And then you just go.
Yeah, have you ever pull started? An engine of any kind? Like a chainsaw or lawnmower or anything?
Why would I have, like, I can't think of a single time I would have had to use a chainsaw.
I have, like...
I feel like it's valuable life experience.
I mean, it is, but when? I have the tiniest little toolkit from IKEA, and that's it.
Yeah, I have a pink toolkit.
I thought IKEA, there was only one tool, is that one little Allen wrench.
Well, I have all different sizes of those.
Oh, smart. Smart.
And you got your wife out there just doing all the work.
Well, I mean, I'd love some help out there. I haven't seen her out there in a while, that's all I'm saying. All right, let's give some shout outs. And you guys, unfortunately, the shout out music is going to be about that long. Because it's just Wynn and Lathrop was the only person that came with the correct answer. Jess, did anybody squeak one in right there while we were playing them? I didn't see any other ones come in. Nope. So Wynn and Lathrop, he had the first and only correct answer this morning. At least we got a winner, and we will be awarding a JV Show Chug Mug today. And I feel like Wynn, I feel like he won a couple weeks ago. He's on a roll right now.
His name is Wynn.
Congrats
Chug
to him.
Chug Mug number two. Woo!
Nice job.
Congrats.
So enjoy that. And if you didn't win today, play again tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Friday would be a great day to win a new Chug Mug.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm here with my daughter, Rose and Athena, on our way to school this morning. We just wanted to say hi, and we love you guys' morning show. And, yeah, have a great day.
Yes, have
a great day. What's up, Rose and Athena? Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the JV Show. All right, let's go to the phones, Wild. Hi, who's this?
Justin,
what is up? How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Well, let's see if you can win some of these tickets to see J Balvin. This is the JV Show's Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct. Okay? Okay.
Take that as a yes.
All right. Are you there, Justin?
Oh, hey. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Focus, Justin. We need...
Come on.
Focus. You got to get 3 out of 4. Come on.
You got to win this. Here's question number 1. A crocodile is the logo for what fashion brand?
Crocs?
A what now?
He said Crocs.
Oh.
Is it Lacoste?
Yeah.
That's what we were looking for.
What is the Crocs logo?
Is it a croc?
I think it is a crocodile also.
We'll take either answer,
I guess we would have taken either one. I forgot about the Crocs. All right, question number 2. Finish the title of this comedy movie from the year 2000. Dude, where's my...
car.
Yeah.
Dude, where's my car? Underrated classic
yeah.
of stupidity. One of the worst movies ever, but kind of funny.
Here's question number 3. In the video game Minecraft, what item do you use to tame a wild wolf?
I have no idea.
What do you think a wolf might like?
Bone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just give them your bone.
You know what I like in Minecraft?
What?
I like when they turn the little piggies into bacon.
Yeah, but don't you feel bad for them? Because they're like, they like squeal when you,
I know,
when you hit them with your sword.
I just love bacon.
Oh, yeah. Oh. A couple little bacon strips. That's nice. All right, question number 4. Look, you don't even need this one. You've gotten that 3 out of 4. You've already won the game. This one's just for funsies. Let's see if you can get it. What team won last year's NBA Finals?
Let's see.
That's a tough
one. I have to know.
Celtics.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Good job.
Congrats, Justin. You're going to be checking out J Balvin May 10th at the SAP Center. You just got 2 tickets. Yeah, you're very welcome. Have a great rest of your day, Justin. Hang on for that winning.
You guys too. Thank you.
I didn't have high hopes for Justin at the start there.
Me
I was
either.
A little worried. But he pulled through. Nice job.
Yes.
Nice job.
Grammy, we got some shout outs.
You know we do. A lot of DMs. Morning, Graham. Slide into your DMs to wish my young buck, Ariel Eubangin, a happy 30th birthday. He's going to have a killer party in AC on Saturday, and we can't wait to rage all night. Thanks, and that's from Dante Rico. So, first of all.
Who gives a fart?
Woo, that's
second
a good
of
point.
All, killer party in AC, American Canyon? air conditioning?
I think I'm going to go with American Canyon.
That's what I think it is.
Okay.
All right. Happy 30th birthday there. All right. Another one here. Please, Graham, can you please wish my son, my baby, Aiden Sosa, who turns the big 8 today, a very happy birthday. He made me a mama, and I cannot be more proud of the smart, caring, and coolest big bro there is out there. Aiden, never let anyone tell you you are not amazing. We love you are our future zoologist / paleontologist. Nice. That's from Mama Yvette, Papa Daniel, and little bro Lucas. So happy birthday, Aiden Sosa.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Graham, it's another mom sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Haha, would you please wish my son Mateo a happy 12th birthday? We want to recognize what a great baseball season he's having with the Cambrian Park Giants. He's been balling on defense and hitting some nukes. This is his last year in Little League, and we want to remind him how proud Mom and Dad and Leo are of him. He's shown great dedication to both baseball and his academics. We love you, Mateo. You are the greatest kid, and the day you were born was incredibly special to us. Love, Mama, Papa, and Leo. Do you think Leo's the other son that's not the greatest kid on the planet?
Yeah.
Sorry, Leo.
The second fave.
Yeah, but happy birthday, Mateo. Looks like you're the favorite,
happy
so that's
birthday.
Good.
Who gives a fart?
That's true.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Bro!
Dude.
Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman set to be served.
Really?
They are both getting dragged into Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's legal mess. Taylor, as you know, was at Blake's house during a script meeting between Blake and Justin. Blake also referred to her as one of her dragons in a text message to Justin.
Dork.
Yeah, so Justin is accusing Blake of using her famous friends against him and to pressure him into letting her do whatever she wanted with, you know, It Ends With Us when they were working on that film. As for Hugh Jackman, you know that he starred in Deadpool and Wolverine with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, he's become friends with Ryan and Blake. So they want to question Hugh about what he knows about the Nice Pool character in the movie and if it was meant to mock Justin Baldoni. They also want to see what he knows about Ryan's involvement in It Ends With Us because both films were in production at the same time.
You're never going to be able to prove anything about the character Nice Pool. Like, that's a bit of a stretch. Might he know something about the feud? Perhaps. I don't know. He is so annoyed he's getting dragged into this, as is Taylor. Taylor's like, I want no part of this.
I know, but really? I'm here for it. This is so juicy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he will get some interesting nuggets out of it.
In a year. I know. With me forever for this trial. But according to a source, both stars should be receiving their subpoenas like any day. Any day now.
I'm still shocked that they both haven't come together with some sort of outside mediation and just dropped this whole thing.
I know.
Especially as the likes of Taylor Swift and others are getting dragged into this. If I was Taylor, I'd be like, Blake, you need to go say you're sorry. Justin, go say you're sorry. Let's mediate this thing and call a truce and not have this litigated.
Taylor and Blake stopped being friends for a minute because of this. And then they recently had gotten over that. And now Taylor's like actually legally going to get dragged into it. She's probably going to be very put off by this.
Blake's not going to be a bridesmaid in Taylor's wedding. That's for sure.
Imagine. Oh, my God.
That ain't going to happen.
That's crazy. Because you're right.
Write that in the prediction journal.
Oh, yeah. Katy Perry kicked off her Lifetime's tour. She performed in Mexico City last night. I don't know if people are, like, overthinking it, but there's a lot of sites that claim there's references to her space trip during the show.
Wouldn't be surprised.
A lot of her outfits looked super futuristic and I guess a little spacey. You can see some examples. JV Morning Show on her Instagram story. And then there's the time that she was hooked up to a harness and lifted into the air. They're like, oh my God, just how like she was floating in space. No, all performers do that.
A lot of them do.
That's not new. This one is pretty obvious. She spotted two fans who were wearing blue NASA jumpsuits, brought them up on stage, and took a picture with them. She told the audience, I want these gentlemen to come on stage because they're dressed like my most current timeline.
Oh, my God.
And then at one point during the show, she clapped back at her space trip critics because she said, has anyone ever called your dreams crazy? And then the audience went nuts.
Listen, I don't think that Katy Perry, like a few years ago, was like, my dream is to go to space.
No. Maybe that dream started a few months ago when
she got the invite.
Yes.
Right. And then realized that she could tie it in to help launch her tour, which was probably a little lackluster response when she first announced it. What better way to get people excited again? I'm going to blast into space. I think in her mind, in her team's mind, they thought this was going to be spectacular PR. And
they
it
did.
Was not. I'm with Wendy's, who tweeted, "Can we send her back?" I stand with them. And I'm annoyed that they like, Wendy's halfway apologized. They didn't really apologize. I'm glad they didn't fully apologize, but they said, you know, we're fans of Katie, but you know, like Wendy's,
right,
stick with your initial take, which we want to send her back. I'm with them.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the Warriors were in Houston last night for game two of their first round playoff series with the Rockets, and oh no, it did not go anything like game one. Mainly because late in the first quarter, Rockets player Amen Thompson, while trying to track down a rebound, looked like he kind of tripped, maybe completely undercut Jimmy Butler, who had already leapt high in the air for the rebound. This sent Butler crashing back down to earth, landing right on his butt. He was down on the court for a while in serious pain. He made one or two free throws before struggling to walk off the court, and he did not return in the game. He's scheduled to have an MRI on his coccyx later today. They're calling it a bruised pelvis, but, I mean, I saw it with my own eyes. He landed right on his tailbone. Lots of fans online very upset, saying the play by Thompson was dirty, and they are pissed. I watched it back a couple of times today. I don't think it was intentional. Let's just hope that he's able to play in game three or return at some point in this series, because without Jimmy, save the Warriors' butts, Butler on the court.
Oh my God.
Team looked a little hapless. The Warriors were also without Brandon Pajemski for most of the game as he struggled with some sort of stomach illness. They ended up losing 109-94. The series is now tied at one apiece. Game three is going to be here at Chase Center on Saturday. Go, go Warriors. Go, go, go,
go Warriors.
Go,
go, go, go Warriors.
Go.
His cock.
Uh-huh.
It will be better by then, right?
I don't know. Tailbone injuries, to be honest, can be kind of lingering, and they are very painful. You get a deep bone bruise on your tailbone, and it makes life miserable. Like, it hurts to walk around. It hurts to sit down. I know my brother injured his tailbone really bad snowboarding one time, and it, like, just took forever to heal. So I'm worried about his status.
This is not good.
Granted, they get a couple days because the next game isn't until Saturday. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go in this game. You guys have to watch the clip. He's so high up in the air. How did he get so high in the air? Man, he's got hops. But he's up there and he lands. He doesn't have any time to put his hands out to break his fall. Nothing.
Oh,
lands
my God.
Straight tailbone to court.
That's going to be a few weeks.
So painful.
So? Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he misses game three. I hope he's there for game four. They need him.
Yeah. I don't even know how he's going to get up. I think
you know
it's
he's
that
waking
bad.
Up today, barely able to walk. Like it looked bad.
Great.
Thanks.
Great. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You have a major update on Firefest, Graham. I also have something I want to talk about. But first, we got a shout out.
We do. Moms in my DMs. I got one that says, "Hey, Graham, I'd love to have a happy birthday shout out for my daughter, Sedona. She is turning 12 today. Thank you so much." And that is from Mom Denise. So happy birthday, Sedona. I hope you have the best day ever.
Who gives a fart?
But then there's that.
A great point.
Sorry.
All right. Before we get to your Firefest update, Graham, did you guys see Mariah Carey's Easter picture with her twins?
I think I did, actually.
Did you see how her twins were commenting? They're like, "Oh my God, Mom, delete this picture." Like, typical teen stuff, right? And everyone's like, "Oh my God, that's so cute and like funny." Hold on. I don't think we talked about this, but a while back, I posted on Threads. I'm back on Threads, everyone.
Okay.
Follow me, FYI. It's like Instagram's version of Twitter.
Oh, yeah. We all forgot about that like a year ago.
I know. I use it now. Anyways, I posted about how my daughter doesn't let me post her without permission anymore. And I was sad because sometimes I just want to post my kids or post my family because I love them so much, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What do you guys think? Like, do you have to get your kids' consent?" Literally everybody came for me, you guys.
Really?
I didn't even know Threads had a mean side. Everyone was so nice and
you
positive
told me it was
at
this,
first.
Yeah, positive safe
I
space.
I know, but everyone came for me and was like, "If you're even asking this, you're a bad mom." And like, "Who would post something against their kids' wishes? That's abuse. And why are you asking strangers? You should be talking to your kids and fixing your relationship with your daughter. And you're selfish." And it went on and on and on. But when
I'm with them,
but
I'm
when
calling
Mariah,
CPS.
But when Mariah Carey does it, clearly. Not getting her kids' permissions, like, it's cute.
Yeah, it
what
is.
Side
it's something
are we
about
on?
It. Something
wow.
about it. When she does it, it does sound less harmful than when you do it, you monster. I will be reporting this to CPS.
To
how dare you ask Threads out of any social platform?
That's what you get for being on Threads.
Right?
Well, I guess so. Maybe I deserved it.
Wow. Well, what do you think? I mean, what's your takeaway now that you've seen the backlash so swift? Like, are you going to really rethink ever posting?
I mean,
your kids again?
Well, the younger ones, I still post.
They don't have any
choice. I'm not going to ask my 2-year-old consent if I can post her on Instagram. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
That
is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The older one, she's 13. If she, I do ask her permission before posting something.
Okay.
So
you monster.
Guess.
Make me sick.
So Firefest.
Major Firefest update, you guys. Major Firefest 2 update, I should say, because we already know it's has been postponed after many issues with the location and other things. Well, now listen to this, because I may be finally changing my stance and joining you guys in the prediction that Fyre Festival 2 will no longer happen because Billy McFarland, he announced yesterday that he is putting Fyre Festival, the entire brand, everything, up for sale.
Oh, my God. It's done.
It's legit a fire sale. He posted this, quote, "A new chapter begins. After two years of rebuilding fire with honesty, creativity, and relentless effort, it's time to pass the torch." What do you mean, pass the torch?
What?
You haven't run a successful event. How are you passing the torch? He says, "We're officially putting the fire brand up for sale to the right buyer. The platform is yours. Execute the vision. Make history." What?
See?
Let me
no.
just, what? You're just going to give up?
Mm-mm.
Playa del Carmen or whatever said that they never heard of your event and you didn't have any permits.
You can't
and you're just going to give up and then you're trying to tout this as some giant brand that you're selling? What's the list price on this? It should be zero. It's worthless. You haven't run an event yet.
I know. Just make it go away. That's the best thing you can do for yourself. Go away.
He went on to say he's selling the brand because it's, quote, "bigger than any one person and bigger than what I'm able to lead on my own." Translation, you're too lazy to figure out another solution and organizing this thing clearly above your pay grade because you weren't able to do it once and you damn sure aren't able to do it again.
I mean, I think he's right. It is bigger than him. That's why he can't pull it off.
Probably.
So that's why he resorted to scamming in the first place.
But hire people that know how to run a successful event. This isn't that hard. You could have made it a smaller, more exclusive thing and run it the right way and then scaled it up from there as subsequent years go on. But, like, what are we doing?
And this is basically him accepting that it wasn't going to happen in the first place.
That's what it sounds like, but it also doesn't sound like that because he continues to go on and say in the same message that there are other islands in the Caribbean that are interested in hosting it and that they have some really awesome ideas and the vision is going to happen. It's going to happen in another location. They just need somebody else to, you know, pass the torch to and then they'll make it happen. He says, he ends his statement saying the festival will be bigger and better.
It's not going to happen.
I think I'm with you
guys. Are you flip-flopping finally? Okay. Because you had in the prediction journal that it was going to be, there's no way he was going to let Firefest 2
flop.
Yeah, be a disaster.
It's just this statement full of excuses and his logic behind needing to sell it because he thinks he needs to distance himself from it because it's attracting too much media attention when he's involved. Yeah, no duh. What did you think was going to happen? Like, this is stuff, there's been a firestorm of media activity around you from the get-go ever since you botched the first one, you dummy. I'm out.
So what would you guys like to see? Would you like to see somebody come, like, swoop this up, they buy it, and then they turn it into something actually big, successful, and this does turn into something in the future? Or would you rather see, like, nobody buy it? It just goes away completely.
I want to see it go away completely. Unless he's running it and this is truly like what he set out to do, a big redemption and all this planning, everything finally come to fruition, his original vision. Unless it's that, some other promoting company running Firefest 2, it's lost its, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's lost everything. It's lost its luster for me.
It's gone.
And I'm out.
Yeah. Why would anybody want to spend money on something when they can just start? Because it's not an event that has ever happened before. It's not like it has a good reputation. Why not just start your own event?
Right now, all you have is a name and
a name,
fire spelled with a Y. Like, that's legitimately all you are buying. You're not buying anything because there's nothing, no tangible assets associated with that except the word fire spelled with a Y. And did this dude even trademark that? Who knows?
Somebody needs to check that because he probably didn't.
Somebody else can probably spell fire that way
if
they want to. Yeah. What a disgrace.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Firefest 2, Graham. You said that Billy McFarland.
He's putting the brand up for sale. Wow. He says somebody else needs to execute the vision, not me.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm calling in regards to the Firefest. I guess none of you guys have ever taken Marketing 101, but buying the name Firefest and then turning it into something that it should have been in the first place is the best idea anyone can have that has the dollars, the ducats. Yes, it's people obviously want to go. It attracted such a wide audience initially, and it flopped. Well, if a good promoter comes up.
I don't know.
Thoughts? I don't know that it's... She says the best idea anyone can ever have.
No.
I don't know. I mean, it has the potential to be successful if another promoter comes along and executes it the right way, but I don't know that I would be...
Why don't you launch
your own festival if you have that kind of money?
The excitement was for Firefest 2 to see Billy redeem himself.
Right.
Yeah.
So the story come full circle.
What we were looking for. If somebody else comes around, I don't really care.
It's not going to be the same.
Yeah. But who knows? Maybe we don't know
I am
anything.
Curious. Yeah.
I did not take me either. I didn't take Marketing 101.
No, we didn't.
Me either.
Fully
yeah.
to be fully we don't know what we're talking about, apparently.
Right.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Are you guys ready for this new trend in dating?
Sure.
Age gaps.
Oh.
Apparently, Gen Z women are warming up to the idea that, you know, age is just a number and that is it. And they are, you know, siding more with, you know, the older men. They just feel like they have more in common with them.
And this is a new thing?
I mean,
older rich dudes been getting younger for a long time.
Age gaps are really a new thing. And excuse me for not watching this last season of White Lotus, but apparently there was a relationship on there with Walton Goggins, who was middle-aged, and him and someone who was much younger. And so people are looking at that relationship as an example and how older men are just more progressive. They're outspoken. A lot of the younger guys these days apparently are choosing to be a little more conservative, and it's not what the ladies want.
I think because older guys, I guess when you think about them, they're more mature. They're more likely to have maybe some traditional ways of like, I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to go to your door and, you know, bring you into
the
car.
Part about their wallet being bigger. That's the general motivation.
That too.
But yeah, maybe they'll open your car door.
You know, like more manners. I feel like nowadays guys will just like text you like, I'm here.
What's up?
Meet me here. Yeah. Good morning.
I'm here.
How'd you sleep?
You know, come out. You up?
I mean, age gaps in relationships, nothing new. I mean, we're watching Bill Belichick date somebody that's 50 years younger than him or something, you know, former coach of the New England Patriots. She's in her 20s and he's like, I mean, that relationship baffles me. So it's nothing new seeing these big age gap differences. And I think, you know, look, it can obviously work. And relationships have been successful with these age gaps. I just think you need to know if you're a Gen Z going into it that while, you know, your man in his 50s or whatever it is now, that 20 years from now, when you're still young and vivacious, that dude's going to be in his 70s.
Hell old. Oh, my God.
You know, in his 70s or 80s or whatever. So you just have to, like, think ahead a little bit. And, like, if you're fine with that, if you're cool with you wanting to
change his diaper eventually.
Right. Go.
See, I still don't like the big age gaps. The Bill Belichick one, like that grosses me out.
It gives me the creeps.
Everyone by now knows like what's going on with Shannon Sharp, and you know he met.
Yeah, what's the latest there? I've only loosely followed that story, and you played me a little bit of leaked audio from that.
There are
that situation sounds
phone calls where
crazy.
He's like threatening her. That is out. But in terms of you know age, he met this young woman when he was 54 years old. She was 19 at the time.
See, that's not cool.
Like that kind of stuff. Just,
I'm not cool.
It weirds me out. I'm sorry. I don't like the big age gaps. Few years, maybe 10 max. Fine.
I just can't imagine as a parent, and I have a daughter, if some 50-something-year-old dude's coming around my 18, 19-year-old daughter, are you kidding me? I'm going to run that dude over with my car.
But she's an adult.
I don't care. It's not okay.
Now, question.
That's dad me speaking. But she is an adult, but that's dad me speaking.
Okay.
It's not okay.
What's your question,
Jess? I will run you over.
I feel like we see this trend happen a lot more with women wanting older men. Have we ever seen it be a trend where like cougars are?
Yeah, look at Cher.
Yeah, Cher. She's the Bill Belichick of the opposite. Yeah.
And does that make you feel any different about the situation? Because I think
it's not as icky.
Okay, but Selena, let's picture this, because you have a son and your son's 18 and here comes a 65-year-old woman to pick him up on a date. Are you going to go run her over with your car like I would?
No.
Wow.
I'm kind of grossed out at what he has to like
do.
Wow, now you're shaming older women.
I didn't mean it like that, but
that's what it sounds like, because you said what he has to do, and then you clapped your hands like this.
No, I did not do that.
Yes, you heard it.
Did I? Yeah. Yes. I didn't mean it. Am I like grossed out a little bit? Yeah, but that's just like with the big age gaps in general, but I'm not as upset.
But don't you think she's grooming him,
double
taking
standard.
Advantage of him? He's a young, very young man.
Yeah, but
in this hypothetical
he's
scenario.
Also 18. I don't know why. It just seems
but
different.
But flip it to one of your daughters. 18 and a 65-year-old man comes.
No, absolutely not.
You're revving up your car?
It just seems different. I'm revving up my car, Graham.
Good. I'll help you.
You and I both.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
I think, and again, I go back to my initial point. If you age gap relationships, it can work, but you just have to fully understand that as you age, you're going to be in very different life phases.
Yeah.
I think 10 years. Maybe 15 years max. That's where I would draw the line.
Yeah, I'm with
I think
that.
That's fair.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room. I was telling you how a lot of Gen Z ladies, they are here for the big age gaps when it comes to relationships.
About the age gap, I am 36 and I married my beautiful, fresh out of Ireland husband, and he is 51. And I've just accepted that I'm gonna die a single mom and alone because he's gonna be old AF in about 20 years.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's the one thing I pointed out. Age gap relationship, sure, it can work, but just know going in, you got to think about the different life phases. When I'm this old, he's going to be, or he or she is going to be this old. And just if you're cool with that mathing all the way to the end, fine with me.
Good morning, Dave and Show. John from Fremont. What's crazy to me is that people don't call out Leonardo DiCaprio enough. He is a serial age gapper. I mean, he treats women like they turn into prunes at 25, let alone 30.
They do.
Curious what you all think about that, if it's more acceptable, and if so, why?
Care to address that? Are you outraged by Leonardo DiCaprio's behavior? Because he's right. He does. They hit 25, and he throws them away.
Honestly, I forgot about him, or I would have named him earlier. He's another one that is a, like you said, serial age gapper. I think it makes it a little better that he doesn't string these ladies along and he's not in like long-term relationships. It is more of just like a physical thing. Hey, we're just having fun. It's more casual. And then I'm going to dump you for
but
somebody else.
But do the women know that?
Yeah, tell that to the ladies.
I hope at this point you know that when you get with Leo, that's all it is.
They each think they're going to be the one. I think what also helped Leonardo DiCaprio for a long time, I mean, he's starting to look a little older, is he had such a baby face, you know? The guy was in his 40s. He still looked like he was 25, you know? So you're like, oh, they don't look that... You don't look. You see Bill Belichick and his 20-something-year-old girlfriend. You're like, whoa, hey, Grandpa. But Leonardo DiCaprio always looks so young. So you're like, oh, yeah, they look like they're not that. And then you hear their age is quite, 30-plus years apart.
He was able to hang on to that for a while longer.
Yeah.
I think.
That helped.
Graham, do you have anything to throw into our meeting in the ladies' room?
I do. I did want to ask you ladies what you thought about themed weddings, only because there's a Las Vegas wedding chapel that's celebrating May 4th. That's coming up.
Oh, my God, it
is. May 4th is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And they're offering up some different Star Wars-themed wedding packages. The Yoda one for me and the Love Star are two of the wedding packages. And you can have the officiant dressed up as either Princess Leia or Darth Vader. And they have some other fun Star Wars stuff. Look, I know you're not selecting the Star Wars package, but if you had to have a themed wedding, what would it be and why? Selena, I will begin with you.
Oh, I don't have an answer. Maybe like The Notebook or something.
What is that? What is it? What do I as a guest come
theme?
Dressed up as?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Jess, let's move on to you.
Okay.
Selena, you're already married and you're not going to have a theme. But Jess, you do have a... what does the prediction journal say, by the way? Jess has been...
Before 2025. I don't know about that, you guys.
Before 2025, the wedding happens or you're engaged?
Why are you...
Well, I just feel like I feel like it's really hard to tell with my boyfriend, like, when he's thinking of doing it. So, I don't know if he's just trying to trick me, but I don't know if I feel like this is the year that's going to happen.
According to my Jess engagement tracker, it is going to happen this year. And then if you had to have a themed wedding, which will be next year sometime, what would the theme be and why?
I think I would want it to be like old Hollywood. The big bouncy curls, the red lipstick, everybody like super, super dressed
like
up.
Like tuxedos, black
yes,
tie.
Yes, like sparkles, gold, red.
Oh, I love it.
Wine, like
pull
that.
Up in an old like fancy convertible or
yes!
something.
See, it would be fun. I would love to be a guest at a themed wedding because I feel like that'd be hella fun. But I wouldn't want a theme for mine.
You don't want to dress up as Yoda?
It's like I'm, no, I wouldn't.
Get married?
I feel like I am the theme. Like me, we're, it's my wedding, our wedding, me and the husband. Like, we're the theme. We're the main characters. You know what I mean? It's just us.
That theme is boring.
Well, it worked out. Okay, I'll have you know.
Here's what I would like to have if I could go back and do my wedding again. It would be like sort of Oktoberfest meets Renaissance Fair little bit.
Shut your mouth.
The big
Shut
beers
up.
And like those big steins. And then,
big
of
boobs.
Course, all the ladies, the bazoomers just get like, in those outfits, just get like mushed way up, you know? And everybody's just chugging beers and like dancing around in lederhosen and stuff. Wouldn't that be a fun wedding? Wouldn't that be a fun wedding to go to?
Like I said, I'd love to be a guest at all of these weddings, but I don't want that for mine.
Eating some big pretzels and stuff and just chugging beers, like huge,
motorboating all
huge
night.
Huge mugs. Those huge glass mugs just chugging beers. Oh,
for
dancing
a
the night
wedding?
Away. Wouldn't that would be the most fun wedding you've ever been
to.
Yeah,
that's true.
Let's
it
be
would.
Honest.
I want to go to one. I don't want that to be mine. See?
Mostly, I like the beer idea, but mostly for the outfits because like,
wow.
You know, these, like the, you know, yeah, they get just... Sky High.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Uh-oh. Somebody's mad at Graham.
Oh, no.
Graham, did you seriously say, that a woman turns to a prune at 25? Wow. That's shocking.
Wow, Graham.
That's shocking that you didn't know that was a joke. I apologize if you didn't know. I was just kidding. That's what somebody on the talkback said, and I was just getting the ladies here riled up in their meeting in the ladies' room. My wife is older than 25. She did not turn into a prune. She's only gotten more beautiful every single day past.
Yeah, one thing about Graham, he's going to joke about anything and everything.
That's what I do.
That's
what
you got to know about Graham on the JV Show. All right, we are going to be at Graton Resort and Casino May 24th. And when I say we, I say Graham and I, because Jess is ditching us to hang with her boyfriend.
It's his birthday.
But she's going to be missing out because we're all going to have fun with Steve Aoki. We have your chance to win your way in this week on the talkbacks. If you left us talkback this morning, listen up. This one could be yours.
Good morning, 94.9. My name is Alina from Fremont, California, of course. I would love to kick it poolside with y'all and Steve Aoki. I need him to throw a cake in my face and hopefully maybe even see his iconic sister, Devin. But I hope you guys have a great day. Enjoy it. It's almost Friday. Have a nice and safe weekend. Thank you.
Yes!
Woo! Alina! You will be going with us, and I hope you do get hit by a cake because he is legendary at throwing cakes.
I love this. By the way, tickets are on sale, you guys. Go get your tickets, and we can't wait to hang with you Memorial Day weekend. We will have another chance to win your way in tomorrow morning on the JV Show.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So John Cena says he got bullied by wrestling fans into getting a certain procedure.
Thank you for being so aware of my needs and emotions, because you guys ripped me to shreds for a genetic problem that I can't control.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Hey, dude, you don't look good enough out there. I'm in the Rumble, you know, trying to win, and like, man, I was the bald spot. Like, yo, that's not fair. I can't control that. It happens to 7 out of 10 dudes.
He got hair transplants.
Well, we all saw that, right? We've noticed that, haven't we?
I don't watch anything having to do with WWE. I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff. But it kind of saddens me that, like, he was fine with it until fans started pointing it out and they were holding up, like, baldy signs and stuff. That sucks. Come on.
Look, we notice it's happened, but think about LeBron in the NBA.
Everybody
He's gotten widely mocked for losing his hair, and it is a genetic thing. It's out of your control, and I mostly plant the blame squarely on you ladies.
Why?
You guys are the harshest critics of men that are going bald.
we also get criticized.
Yeah, we're just throwing it back at you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm just saying that's what, it's something that guys are very self-conscious about, and it is a genetic thing. Completely out of their control. Although there are some expensive procedures that you can go through now. I had a friend that went through one. His results pretty damn good, but I mean that's still, you know, an expense, and this is a genetic thing. So
I've grown and matured a lot over the years, Graham. I've talked on the show before when I was back in my dating era, you know, that I didn't like the struggly hairlines and all that stuff. If I hurt anybody's feelings, I do apologize. But like I said, I have grown from that. You know, look at my man. He's bald. And he's the sexiest man I've ever seen.
There you go. You have evolved as a person.
I've evolved.
And Jess is the only one that's still judging everyone.
I love the hair on my boyfriend. He has a lot of it.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, baldies.
Would it be selfish of me, though? Because I know my man, he's still a little self-conscious about it. And every once in a while, when he does get like an ad or, you know, he sees somebody talk about hair transplants or something, he'll bring up like, oh, maybe I'll look into that. But I don't want him to. Like, I love him the way that he is now. Is that selfish of me?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, but you... Anytime you're talking about an elective procedure for somebody, it is how it feels to them, not to anyone else.
No, but he looks so good like this.
But you guys always remind me of that whenever we say, wow, that person didn't need to get that thing done. They already looked fantastic. And you guys, it's not up to you what you think. It's what makes them feel good. So
that's why I like the fact that these hair transplants are a thing, because then it gives guys the opportunity to do something about that, and then they won't feel so insecure about it.
But it is still... there still is a stigma about getting that procedure done, and it is it takes a long time for you to achieve that result. So
I think it is getting more and more acceptable, though. Like hearing John Cena, it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
Than as recently as, you know, a few years back when we heard about LeBron's hair falling off on the
court.
And
he was spraying a can of it to get it to stick back on there.
Yeah.
See, you're laughing
again.
We're
evolving. That was funny. I'm sorry. But we are evolving. Graham, what do you have?
All right, more fallout to discuss from last night's Warriors playoff game 2 loss to the Rockets. First, there were a few contentious near fight moments, a couple little scuffles on the court. During one of those, Warriors bench player Pat Spencer, he was at the losing end of one of the funnier moments because one of the Rockets bench players, Thais, and he threw a towel at like sort of the Warriors side of the scuffle, and it hit Pat Spencer right in the face and completely covered his face. That was one of the funnier moments. Again, the not funny moment last night was Jimmy Butler landing on his tailbone really violently, and we're still awaiting MRI results today, and we won't know if he's going to be available for game 3, which is on Saturday back here at Chase Center. One of the other moments, and you guys tell me if you think it's offensive or not, but after one of the incidents involving Draymond Green on the court, the crowd there in Houston began to chant F, you know, the full word, F you, Draymond. And Steve Kerr was even asked about it post game, and he asked fans to stop that chant. He said, there's kids in the audience, you guys. You should not be chanting something like that.
What did he do?
It's just Draymond being Draymond. He's scuffling out there on the court. Road team fans are always going to give Draymond a hard time. What do you think about the chant and what Steve Kerr said afterwards?
You're
fans,
asking the wrong person. We listen to Megan Thee Stallion around my kids. So, Jess, what do you think?
So you're joining in. If you're a Houston fan last night, you're joining in the Draymond chant.
When you're the opposing team, like, you want to say the harshest things that you can to the other team.
But what about little Timmy, who's there at his first playoff game, and he's there to watch his favorite player of all time, Steph Curry, on the opposing team? And he's just there to have a wholesome family time, and everybody's shouting the F word all around him.
Yikes.
It's not the first time he's ever heard it. Like, I think it's fine.
The parents probably say it around him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry, Timmy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about men going bald. Well, only because John Cena said that WWE fans bullied him into getting hair transplants.
Good morning, guys. Happy, what is it, Thursday? My husband is a newly bald person. Like, he just became bald like maybe 2 years ago, but his hair has been thinning for like maybe 6 years. Started when he was about 30, 31. And his hairline's been receding, and then he was doing this comb over thing, and I was like, dude, just shave it. Like, don't be the guy with the comb over. Just shave it. It looks great. He looks great. Guys with bald heads that are older look great.
See, they do.
They
That's
do.
A good point.
But you like, understand what how it affects guys emotionally, psychologically. Yeah. It's a tough thing.
Obviously, we understand because we're affected by like 20 different things on our own bodies.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, going bald's like a different one because it is such a... I mean, imagine if you had to deal with going bald. I mean, some women do, but imagine
It happens to women too.
Yeah, but not at the same rate that hereditary baldness affects men. Mm. That's a really high percentage. Imagine if that, you know, which is a marquee feature of your face, of your head, you know, happened to you. That's tough.
Right.
Hey, JV Show. So question for Jess. I know she really loves her boyfriend's beard. If he lost the beard, would she make him get a beard transplant? This is Sherry. Love you guys.
That's a great question
because he has a very thick, full, illustrious beard. You've actually never seen him sans beard. So what would you do if he had a receding beard line?
Well, first, I hope that it stays as thick as it is right now forever.
Damn, beard, you hella thick.
It won't.
But no, I wouldn't go as far as surgery. Maybe some natural remedies, castor oil, like anything like that would enhance the hair growth process.
But what if that doesn't work?
Yeah, it's not
failing.
Going to.
I mean, millions of guys have tried all sorts of different remedies on top of their head only to wake up the next day with a handful of hair on their pillow.
Then I think we'd have to go from like a full beard to like a goatee or something. There's ways.
But you're fine with that at least as long as he's not just clean shaven, nothing.
I'm not ready for that yet. Maybe in the future.
I'm like, ready for
when
it
these
now.
Guys are so different when there's no facial hair at all. My man doesn't have a full on beard, but he's got the little goatee, like mustache combo thing going on. And I hope that it just stays just the way it is. Just leave it.
See, even when his hair does get gray, or however you say it, I'm actually excited for that. I think he's going to look really good with like a gray beard and gray hair. So as long as it's the hair actually remains on his face, no matter the color, like I'm good with it.
Let me ask this because, look, there are guys, you know, as they get gray in their beard, I got tons. You know, guys can pull it off. They look kind of distinguished, you know, very old gentlemanly. But your man right now, let's say his beard went full gray immediately. Like, do you want him looking like Reuben Santa Claus or would you want him to dye it?
I think I would.
Because imagine having a big, thick, full beard that's white as snow.
Right.
Everyone's going to think you're going to try out for be the mall Santa Claus next year.
I would dye it. We've talked about this before, and I'm like, you know, once it starts to turn gray, if you don't want it gray, like, I can dye it for you. I have the resources.
So you want a dyed beard, and then what about when you start seeing the gray roots come in?
I think once he gets to the point of being too gray to cover it, then you have to just leave the gray. Because
I feel bad for guys. They have it, they do have it hard when it comes to this kind of stuff. Because my man's got a little bit here and there, and like I don't even want him to dye it. Like I like it on him. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But then when it's myself, I'm like, dye the hair. Let's go get Botox. Let's do this and let's do that, regardless of his feelings.
Yeah, the hair dye is a lot more acceptable for ladies, it seems.
Yeah, why is it different when it's on a guy and it should be fine?
I blame you, ladies, for this double standard.
I do too, but I can't
help
it.
We're all in agreement then. All right,
but we like help it. And that's that.
Yeah, it's just a preference. That's it, right?
I guess. Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh. Graham's looking at us weird. Uh-oh. Okay, I think it's time to
Don't
move on.
Don't judge us, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Oh, Jess. She just ran off to the bathroom. It is her time. She's very regular.
It's bad, Jess. Yeah, but this one's bad. I just got a text from her. She said her guts are bursting faster than a balloon in a hot car. It's thoughts and prayers be with Jess.
That sounds bad.
It sounds really rough this morning. So hopefully she's okay. I don't know what she ate.
Everyone, let's think of Jess. Keep her in mind. We were just talking about men balding.
Good morning, JV Show. Just in regards to the men balding thing, like I hate to be a man hater, but boo-hoo. You guys cry about going bald, but us women go through so many things. We can't be too overweight. We can't be too old. We can't be this. We can't be that. So whatever. If you guys go bald, too bad.
Yeah, I'm back on the other side. Too bad.
I understand there's an element. Can't we all have compassion? I have some empathy for what you ladies
I do. I just have a little less now.
And I just think that a little bit of grace should be given for men that go through that. It's a tough thing to go through.
But we have it so much worse is all we're saying. So much worse.
That's probably true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.